Eric Thames homered and drove in 3 runs. Mike Garza pitched 5 innings in his first start after a short stint on the disabled list, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat the St. Louis Cardinals 7-6 last night. St. Louis second baseman Colton Wong left last night's game against Milwaukee in the 6th inning after suffering tightness in his right forearm. Wong, who went 1-for-2 with an RBI double in the 2nd inning, was replaced by Greg Garcia. Wong has hit safely in all 6 games since returning from the disabled list on June 16th. Mike Moustakas hit his 18th home run leading off the 2nd inning. Jorge Bonifacio and Lorenzo Cain followed with back-to-back shots in the 3rd, and the Kansas City Royals beat the San Francisco Giants 7-2 yesterday to complete a 2-game sweep. Stephen Curry and Kevin Durant say they would seriously consider less money to keep the core of the champion Golden State Warriors intact. Curry said all the pieces they have are important to the equation of winning a championship and competing for a title every single year. The first pick in this year's NFL draft limped off the field yesterday with a left foot injury. Browns rookie Myles Garrett got hurt while rushing quarterback Brock Osweiler during a 2-minute drill and stayed on the ground for about a minute. Coach Hugh Jackson did not know the severity of Garrett's injury and was not going to speculate until the 21-year-old is examined by doctors. Floyd Mayweather Jr. will come out of retirement to meet UFC star Conor McGregor in an August 26th boxing match. Mayweather would return at age 40 to face a mixed martial arts fighter who has never been in a pro boxing fight. Oddsmaker immediately made Mayweather a big 11-1 favorite in the fight that will take place in a boxing ring and be governed by boxing rules. I'm John Larson, KMST Sports.